Tanya for the 16th of Shvat is in Perek Chav Dalet, chapter 24, on page 60. The number at the bottom of the page is 104. We're towards the bottom of the page. Approximately 6 lines from the bottom. 7 lines. The line begins, Urim Mosim. The Alter Rebbe is saying that every Aveda, even the slightest Aveda, is equal to Aveda Zara, and even worse than the Klipa that is compared to Aveda Zara, that is called Aveda Zara. Now the Alter Rebbe will explain, what about the fact that every other sin you're allowed to commit and not die for it, whereas Aveda Zara you have to die and not commit the sin? And the fact that saving a life overrides all other sins other than Avedah Zarah, also there is the din that says that you should violate the sin and not be killed, which seems to imply that other sins are not as severe, not as serious as Avedah Zarah. So the Alter Rebbe shows how that is not to be taken as an indication of a difference between the sins, but these distinctions that are made are all gzeidas hakosuv. They are divine decree, and there is no logic and there is no reason that one sin we should die for, another sin you should not die for. Only these details are equally part of the mitzvah, part of the commandment. And just as we don't understand the commandment itself, we don't understand the details of the commandment. Let's see how the Rebbe says it. I know what this means is, Kepirish Chazal, as the sages explain, Omra Teira Chalil Olav Shabbos Achas Kedei Sheishme Shabbos Yisharbe V'lei Mishum Kalus HaAveides V'chumran. The Gemara says that you violate Shabbos in order to save a life, because by saving that life, the person will then be able to observe many Shabbosim. So we are violating one Shabbos for the sake of many Shabbosim. So it's not that life takes precedence over Shabbos. Only Shabbos itself takes precedence over Shabbos. 3 Shabbosim, many Shabbosim, is greater than one Shabbos, and therefore save the life this Shabbos, violate this Shabbos to save the life, so that there will be many more Shabbosim. So it is the importance of Shabbos that overrules the prohibition of Shabbos that allows the person to save a life on Shabbos. And therefore, it is not more important or less important. One sin is not greater or lesser than any other. Teda, what is the proof? Shaharei Shabbos Chamuro Shkula Kavei Dezada, we find that Shabbos is equally severe with idolatry. L'inyin shchitas mumah l'davar echad. In Yeda Dei Yisimen Beis, we find that if a person wants to be worthy or fit to shecht and to produce a kosher animal, kosher meat, if a person is a transgressor, a willful transgressor of one sin, he denies one particular commandment in Torah, then he is not fit to be a sheichet. Masha'enkem b'mumar l'gili arayis, whereas if a person is a mumar, he denies the commandment against adultery, that is his heresy, then he is not unfit to be a sheichet. So we see here a strange contradiction. If a person's heresy consists of violating Shabbos, of desecrating Shabbos, then he is equal to the person whose heresy is idolatry. They are both unfit to be a sheichet. But if a person's heresy is adultery, or even incest, then his shechita is still kosher. It doesn't disqualify him from being a sheichet. So in this sense, Shabbos is more severe In this case, Shabbos is more severe than adultery, than incest. And yet, on the other hand, we find that you're allowed to transgress and desecrate Shabbos in order to save a life, but you are not allowed to commit adultery or incest in order to save a life. So is Shabbos more severe or less severe than adultery, for example? So we can't tell. Elo, digzeidas hakosovo. It is a decree of Teva, and it can't be used, the argument can't be made that one is less important than the other. Elo, shela'achar maisa hachet, only after the sin. Im hime aveide sheim behem karusun misa b'dei shamayim, if it's a kind of a sin for which there is no death penalty, or karus, from heaven, where the godly soul is not cut off completely. It doesn't die, and is not cut off from its source. What happens, rather, is that it is slightly severed. There is some weakening of its bond and of its tie to its source as a result of this sin, but not completely severed. And the Rebbe says in the note, ulefi erech v'chiluke b'chinas hapgam b'nefesh b'shar shabel yeinim, and depending on the varying degrees of this weakening of the connection between the soul with its source, kachim chiluke b'chinas hamiruk v'ha'enesh b'gehenim e'b'elam hazeh, depending on that, on the degree of the damage, there will also be a variety of punishments. The means by which it is cleansed. It'll either be in Gehenim, or it'll be punished in this world. L'chol avim v'chet, einish miyuchad, for every sin, for every transgression, a different kind of punishment, l'marek u'lahavir ha'lichluch v'hapgam, in order to wash away and to remove the stain and the blemish. V'chem b'chayvim misa v'karis, ein pegmin kulam b'shove, and even in those sins where there is a death penalty, even there, not all blemishes, not all damages are equal. Even there, there are different degrees of damage. So as a result, going back to the text, as a result of this sin, the animal soul also, that is clothed in his body, and also his body, the body itself, will return and rise from this unholiness and become closer to the holiness of the godly soul, hamelubeshes bahem, that is clothed within them, hamaamino b'Hashem echad, which believes in the oneness of God, the godly soul does, the gam b'shas achet heisa ba'omna ite yizbarech, and even while the person was sinning, the godly soul remained loyal to God. Only it was in exile, literally captive within the animal soul, that comes Misitra Achra, Hamachtiya es haguf umeridose ima b'imke she'el lamata mata. This animal soul that comes from Klippa and that causes the person to sin and drags the godly soul down into the depths of unholiness, Tachas tumas asita achra the klipas aveda zarav Hashem yishmerenu, to a lower level than the klipa itself, and the klipa itself is called aveda zarav, and this is even lower. Ein loch golus godul mize meigra roma, etc. There is no greater exile, no greater imprisonment or degradation than the neshama that comes from the highest of the high levels in heaven to be dragged down to a place that is even lower than aveda zarav. And as was explained earlier, that the source and the root of every godly soul, of every Jew, comes from the divine Chachma. And God and his Chachma are one. So that the Neshama literally comes from being one with God, and is dragged down into this level that is lower than Klippa, lower than Aveda Zarah. What this can be compared to a person who grasps the head of a king, And he brings, he forces the king's head down into filth. And there's no greater insult, there's no greater violation than this. Even if it's only temporary, even if it's only momentary, because klipa is called filth, as is known, and to drag the godly soul down into this filth is equal to dragging God himself into the Aveda, into the klipa. In Hayem Yem, for the 16th of Shvat, the Rebbe writes that my father said, the Rebbe Rashab said, that the separation, the line between indifference and kvira, apikorsis, is a very, very thin line. It says, Hashem elikecha eish eichlahu, God, your God, is like a fire. Elikus is a flaming fire. When you learn and you daven, it should be done with intensity and with the heat of the heart, so that all the bones, the entire body, is involved and is saying the words of God in the davening and in the learning.